Could you start with the hand painting? Mike has just said that he took some shots in the air.
Yeah, it was a cold night with the wind and the rain and the temperature. I lost feeling in my hand for a good portion of the game there in the third quarter, fourth quarter.
So you still didn't have feeling in it. Is that why you were handing off on that one play with your hand? Like you used your other hand on the handoff, didn't you?
Yeah, I work on that in practice sometimes for a situation like that. So
when did you get feeling back in your left hand?
I'm waiting to get it back in a couple fingers, but it's okay in the first three.
Did you get hit on the elbow, Aaron? Is that what happened? You think it was on that sack with the...
On the snap, yeah.
Aaron, where is your frustration level, and where does that, where does it compare to other times you've been frustrated in your career?
It's hard to compare. I mean, this is so fresh here after the, another tough loss at home. Disappointing. A lot of chances. We had the ball there on the one, and had a pass interference penalty that took us back. We had a screen pass. It looked like it was going to be a walk-in touchdown that we didn't convert on the same drive. Settled for a field goal there in the second quarter. Come back. I run for first down. We have a holding call. And then we have, we're still in field goal range. We have a snap issue. Took points off the board. Second last drive, we have a, moving the ball, interception. And then the last drive, we had a chance. We had a lot of chances for points. We this is on us. We had the opportunities to win this game. We didn't do it.
What happened on the interception?
I was slant route and, threw it on time. And Tay ran into the safety there. He was coming down to get Richard. So it was a gift interception there for Porter.
Aaron, you and Mike and a lot of people talked about Devontae in the offseason, and it looked like big things were in store for him. It just hasn't materialized. What do you think is going on there with him?
I'm not sure. We'll look at the film and evaluate. We're very honest in our evaluations. Everybody's got to play better, obviously. We've lost four games, two at home, which is uncharacteristic of us the last couple of years. And like, we all got to look in the mirror and play better, myself included.
Aaron, on the eight-yard line there at the end, it looked like the first two, maybe you just didn't have anywhere to go and you threw it away. Is that right on the first two plays?
Yeah.
And so on the third one to James, what did you see there on third down?
They had it covered. Initially, it was moved in the pocket, kind of saw him breaking back out, took a shot. And I didn't see the opportunity if it was tapped away or if he had a chance to catch it. But then fourth down was kind of a scramble alert. We actually had Randall in the back, possibly. Tay thought it was to him.
Were there run opportunities based when you got down to the eight, based on how they played over with the clock the way that it was? Had you guys ruled that out?
Possibly. We had a couple good calls, so the first two plays, they covered them pretty well. We had... third down and fourth down were scramble opportunities. So frustrating. I like the calls there, all four of them. We probably, could have ran it there, one of them, but I like the calls.
When James isn't getting open like tonight and Devontae's having problems catching the ball, feel like you're handcuffed playing quarterback?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Looks awfully challenging, though, when you're limited in options, though.
We had to execute better. I think, we had some good plays called. We had some opportunities. The weather was difficult, but I think we pushed through it pretty well. We had some opportunities. We got to throw it. I got to throw it better, and we got to catch it more often.
Mike said, was pointing to maybe preparation or something a little while ago. What do you, guys aren't used to doing this. How do you get back on track?
It's tough because last week was good. We scored on seven possessions. We moved the ball efficiently. I would have expected this to be a more efficient game. Penalties killed us, though. We had way too many penalties. We turned the ball over twice. They didn't turn the ball over, which has kind of been the shift in the rivalry. We've won a lot of these games because we weren't in the turnover margin. Today we were minus two, and that's why you lose games.
Brett obviously had a great moment with Bart on the field. I know you were in the locker room for that. Did you get to see Bart at all today?
Yeah, I saw Bart and Brett before the game. We had a chance to spend some time. It was good to see him. He's doing well. So that was fun to see that that Bart's doing well. And Brett looks great as well. He's pretty slim. He's running triathlons.
Aaron, can this offense get back to what we're used to seeing from it? Is that possible, do you think, at this point?
Well, yeah, every year is different. I think we can definitely be more efficient, but every year is different. It's measured against each other sometimes, but different personnel, and we ran it well tonight, which was good. Eddie, you know, did a good job. James was a good changeup for us, a good job on the screens, but we got to be better in the passing game.
Did you have to run the ball more, do you think?
It depends. I mean, today they played a lot more too high. Now they're hanging that safety low at times to have a pseudo seven-man box, but we had some better run opportunities today. A lot of teams are playing. It's just strictly one high man. Today was more of some combo coverage with some two high safeties at times. When they do that, we got to run the ball, and we did run the ball well today.
Have you had similar issues with your fingers before? I mean, do you know what to expect? Are you worried about it?
No, it's my left hand. I'll be all right.
Has it happened before?
It's happened on both hands before, yeah.
Did they tell you that it may have been banged on that nerve? Because sometimes that is...
Yeah, that's the old funny bone there. Yeah.
Not Aaron, the play that opened up for Cobb down the middle, the blitzer on that?
One-on-one. He did a good job of getting out the ball. He, getting across the field there, did a great job with the catch and stiff arm, and that was a big play for us.
Aaron, what do you think you can do more, just personally? I'm sure you want to take more responsibility for this. So what can you do to kind of build this team back to where it's supposed to be?
I just think that I'm obviously going to have to make sure that my preparation is as high as it's ever been, because we got to get on the same page in the passing game. The run game has been better the last couple of weeks. Obviously, Eddie being healthy has helped. We're just on different pages. You know, when you miss throws, when I'm throwing at a certain depth and the receivers run at a certain depth, obviously we're on different pages. So we need to have some better communication and make sure there's not those discrepancies in the depths and the adjustments.
How long has it been since you've had to deal with, as an offense, with that? I mean, you guys are usually always on the same page.
I tell you, it's a different year. You know, it's a different year, different personnel, and you know, it's frustrating because we shouldn't have some of those issues. It's, you know, 11 games in. But we're having those short week. You know, now we have a normal week and then a break. So this will be an important time for us. It's, you know, a team that's playing well. Detroit, they beat us. They've been playing well the last couple of weeks. And we're going to have to go in there and get a win.